as the map moves forward, and as we move, for example, into the West, California, Washington, you're going to see a lot of states where we believe we have an excellent chance to win.
That's the voice of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on MSNBC earlier today. No rally or screaming crowds there, but Sanders supporters were overjoyed last night, and they had reason to be. Sanders pulled off a massive upset in Michigan, a place where Hillary Clinton had held, in some cases, double-digit poll leads. So how did Sanders pull it off? Young voters came out for him big time once again, and his populist economic message really seemed to hit home with Michigan voters affected directly by job exports, free trade, and flat wages. Hillary Clinton did dominate Sanders in African-American areas like Wayne County, where Detroit is, but it wasn't enough to overcome Sanders' lead in other working-class parts of the state. Now, Hillary Clinton already had her eye on next week's primary contest last night when she landed in Cleveland and told her supporters to get out the vote in Ohio and Florida on Tuesday.
As we move through this week of travel and door knocking and phone calling, if you work for me and if you vote for me, I will work my heart out for you.
But the simple fact for Clinton is that she needs some quick lessons learned from Michigan. Ohio has a lot in common with its neighbor from the north, a similar economic profile, Rust Belt manufacturing base, and broad, almost perennial concern over outsourcing and the auto industry. And so now we move on to Ohio, where next week's primary suddenly looks a lot more vital on the Democratic side as Bernie Sanders tries to show that he has the strength to go the distance with Hillary Clinton. Joining us is David Pepper. He's chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. David, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Let's get this out of the way. Who are you for, Clinton or Sanders?
I am neutral. I'm as chair of the party. We've welcomed both campaigns here with open arms. We love seeing the energy on both sides. So both myself as a superdelegate, but also the party, we have basically maintained a neutral position and we've worked with both sides.
Okay. As neutral as you are, then look north and northwest to Michigan. Give your most neutral assessment of what happened.
You know, I think what happened was obviously a very close race, and what we're seeing are voters who are responding to strong messages on economics, and I think that'll be something that will, in the next week in Ohio, messages about how to lift wages, how to deal with the trade problems we're seeing that have really hollowed out a lot of towns in Michigan and Ohio is something that obviously both sides are talking about and are very important issues in Ohio. So we've actually felt good that both candidates have been talking about a lot of important Ohio issues, these economic issues, and we expect to see that for the next 6 days.
Okay, so exporting jobs, free trade, huge issues in Michigan. Hillary Clinton made the auto bailout a big issue
right.
in Michigan. Certainly, auto bailout was massive in Ohio. I was in
right.
Ohio when Obama was running, and that was a huge issue there too.
Yeah, the auto recovery is a big deal in Ohio, especially, frankly, parts of the state that are closer to Michigan, but all over. There are auto suppliers and manufacturing all over the state that were in deep trouble before Barack Obama and Democrats saved the auto industry. And we think it is an enormous issue, and it's probably the number one driver of the recovery that Ohio has had was because of the auto rescue and the recovery there. And that led to new jobs or saved jobs all over the state.
Do you have a sense that Michigan's surprise result fundamentally changes the prospects of the primary race between Clinton and Sanders, or does it just prolong it?
You know, I've always thought that March 15th would be the most important date as you start to see that play out. I think March 15th is even more than yesterday, the Tuesday, the Michigan day. I think March 15th with Ohio, with Florida, these other states, that's the bigger day. We'll know a lot more about how this race is going to shape up next Tuesday than we did for Michigan. That was one state. Obviously, it was a surprise, and not only was it was close, but that Senator Sanders won, and people didn't expect that. Next Tuesday, I think, will be the sort of moment where we know, when all the five states come down, including Ohio, you know, how this will play out.
David Pepper, I know you're going to say a bunch of pro-Ted Strickland stuff to my next question, but former Governor Ted Strickland is running for Senate. He's running against Rob Portman, who is viewed as vulnerable. He's the Republican. Republicans are scrapping to hold on to their control of the Senate. How do you think that the prospects of a Donald Trump nomination affects Rob Portman's chances in your state?
I think it makes it difficult. It's already a difficult race for Rob Portman. Ted Strickland has been in office and respected for years. He's been ahead the entire race, even before Donald Trump was being taken seriously. Ted Strickland was ahead of Rob Portman. They've spent $12 million, Koch brothers and others, attacking Ted Strickland. He remains ahead right now. So you throw Donald Trump in the mix, and it only takes a race that we already feel good about and makes it even better for us. And that's because of the unique position of Ted Strickland from a small town. He's been a congressman and gotten votes out of a lot of red counties for a long time against Rob Portman, who's in his first term and, frankly, not nearly as well known, not just in name but in who he is, as Ted Strickland. So, and again, you talked about issues like trade. This is the big issue right now in a lot of parts of Ohio and other places. Ted Strickland has fought those trade deals for years. He's represented communities that suffer from them. No one's been more pro-trade than Rob Portman. So not only is it that Ted is known better than Portman, but if this race is going to be about those economic issues, Ted Strickland has a lot more to offer, not just Democrats, but independents and even Republicans that are concerned about the hollowing out of the middle class in a lot of Ohio towns.
Well, this happens a lot in American politics. We all turn our gaze and wonder what's going to happen in Ohio. David Pepper is chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. He is an undeclared superdelegate. David Pepper, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.